Hi, this is Dr. Jim Goldstein with Powerful Partnerships and an audio blog. When to express your feelings and when not to. I learned a long time ago that when people are upset, they often need to express themselves before they can get over what's bothering them. I saw this in my children and the children of my friends, and I knew it was true from my own childhood. When I was hurt, I needed to tell somebody and let those feelings out. If I didn't, it was hard for me to feel normal and happy again. Even now, when our grown daughter is upset, she calls her mom and lets her know what's bothering her. I see this as a good thing, and I watch how quickly she recovers from her upset feelings. I don't think she feels better because of the good advice she gets from her mother, however. I believe she feels better because she gets to fully express herself in a safe environment. Her mom knows how to listen and empathize especially well, and that lets our daughter move through her feelings and sort things out for herself. There is one situation, however, that requires a certain amount of restraint where full self-expression would ordinarily feel great. It's when you're in the middle of an unresolved disagreement with your partner. Imagine that you and your partner are at odds over something, and things have gotten heated. It happens to couples all the time. Before you have resolved things, you get a call from a good friend. Still upset, you privately relate how angry you are and have a few choice words about your partner's major maladjustments. Then you hang up. In the next hour or so, you and your partner make up and work things out, and life gets back to normal. The next time you see your friend, they ask you warily, "How are you and your partner getting along?" They sound sincerely concerned. You have no idea what they're referring to. "We're fine," you say. "Why?" You see, you worked out that disagreement days or weeks ago. But they're still left with a snapshot of your relationship from the quick assessment you gave them on the phone. From that last conversation, all this time they're believing that your relationship is in serious trouble, when it actually isn't. For this reason, I always advise the following. 1. If possible, refrain from unloading on a friend when you're in the middle of an argument with your partner. 2. If you really can't help but tell a friend what you're going through, be sure to get back with that friend when you and your partner are back on the same team, and let them know that everything is fine. 3. Remember that it's pretty natural to talk disparagingly about someone when you're in the middle of a dispute with them, but unless you restore that person's image to your friend, you're setting the friend up to dislike your partner. And 4, even if you're upset, try to cast your partner in the best light whenever possible. I know, not an easy thing to do, but important for the future of your relationship. Thanks. I'll be back with you soon. This is Dr. Jim Goldstein with Powerful Partnerships.